This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Mark, and I am from Little Rock, Arkansas. I just wanted to call in and tell you just a little small paranormal experience that I had. I'm not one to ever like go out and look for anything supernatural or paranormal, but it has always intrigued me, and this is just a little something, my only real experience that may or may not be of any interest, and it's about my grandparents' house. We never had any bad experiences there. They built the house themselves, I want to say in the early 70s or so. A lot of good memories, nothing ever, you know, traumatizing or particularly spooky. This was probably a little over 10 years ago in the mid-2000s, kind of at the time when digital cameras were getting big and people were looking for orbs all the time and were saying, you know, which family member could this be? And so I remember we were going through some pictures, and my aunt and my cousins had kind of made the remark, oh, this could be, and they said the name of our great-grandmother, who I never met. She passed away before I was born. And I don't know, I thought, well, could it be? I didn't really know much about orbs or anything of that sort at the time, so it kind of got me thinking. And then probably not too terribly long after that, I was staying the night there with my cousin, who is just a couple years younger than me. I was probably about 12 at the time, and we were staying the night in the living room. Just right outside their living room, they had a covered patio, or actually they had a deck that was converted into a sunroom, I should say, I'm sorry. And they had an old, I'd say maybe 20s or so, kind of Victorian style looking lamp out there. And I woke up in the middle of the night and the lamp outside was actually on. And so I kind of peered into the sunroom because I could see it from where I was laying. And I thought that maybe my grandmother had gone out there, you know, to read or something. Maybe she couldn't sleep. And no one was out there, which was kind of strange to me. And the door was locked. And I couldn't make any sense of it because I knew that all the lights had been out in the sunroom and the living room and, you know, all the surrounding rooms before we had gone to bed. So not really wanting to do anything about it, I just kind of rolled over, faced the other way, and tried to go back to sleep. I don't think too terribly long amount of time had passed, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and their grandfather clock, which was just a few feet from me, maybe 10 feet away, chimed 3 o'clock. And I happened to look up and the lamp was off. You know, I kind of wondered, you know, when I first saw it, you know, am I dreaming? But I remember stopping and, you know, even pinching myself and just thinking, you know, is this going on? Like, but sure enough, I was awake. I do remember for sure. I tried to wake up my cousin just so he would see it, but I felt kind of dumb waking him up for a lamp, so I just decided to go back to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, the power had actually gone completely out, and I remember running into the room where my parents were staying, and I told my mom the story, but she kind of brushed it off and just, you know, said it's probably faulty wiring or something, and it was an old lamp, so that was understandable. So I just kind of brushed it off, but it still kind of stuck out in the back of my mind. But nothing else had ever happened there before. I had never had any other, you know, never been spooked there before until then. So anyway, I thought about it a little bit, but just kind of told myself it's probably nothing. You don't really need to worry about it. So I don't think it was even a year later. My parents and I were staying in the room that was my great-grandmother's, the one that I hadn't met before. She had lived in the house with my dad and his family before she passed away in a nursing home. So we were staying the night in there, and I slept on a pallet next to a lamp. This lamp was newer, though, so I don't really know that it would have faulty wiring, but I mean, it was still probably from the 70s when the house was built. But I happened to be by it, and we had just gone to sleep, and my parents had already fallen asleep, and I was laying in bed on this pallet, and all of a sudden the lamp came on. And that just kind of creeped me out because it was an entirely different lamp on the opposite side of the house. So I got up really quick and I was, you know, just kind of freaking out a little bit, just like, you know, yelling at my parents, "You gotta wake up, this lamp just came on, like, this is really weird." But they just, you know, again, kind of pushed it off, and they're just like, "It's an old lamp, just go back to bed." And so I was sure to unplug it before I went back to sleep. And yeah, that's really all there is to the story. Nothing else ever really happened there. I never felt any presence or anything, but like, I don't feel that I'm super sensitive to any of that, and I try not to put too much thought or effort into it because I really don't try and, you know, seek out anything like that. But that's my only weird experience, and I'm sure it pales in comparison to a lot of the other stories that I've heard on here, but I just wanted to share it with you and see what you thought. Thanks again for listening to me and for the podcast. It really is fun. It's something interesting for me to listen to when I'm in the car, so I appreciate it.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.